Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. It is such a blessing to be here in the WDCX studios live this weekend with God's breath in our lungs, you guys. His breath is in our lungs. He's making us breathe today. And his blood is running through our veins. He woke us up this morning for a divine purpose. He knows the plans he has for us to prosper us and not harm us and to give us hope in the future. And I know that with everything going on in the world, sometimes you feel like that's not really happening. You know what I mean? Like, is God really there? I've talked about this in the first chapter of my book, you know, clinging to our faith in being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Sometimes when you see what's going on in our world today, you just have to pause and be still and know he's God. And that's what I've been doing this week. It was an emotional week, I got to say, you know, with everything going on in the news and things going on personally, and I'll tell you about that when we come back from our break. But, you know, it was also a time to reflect, and it's been a time to reflect for the last 90 days. I mean, the last 90 days of this reset has definitely changed me to the core. There is no doubt about it. Actually, I was getting my hair done the other day at Pure Organic Salon, and you know, I was telling the people in of course, we have to stay apart and everything else. And it's just so crazy what these wonderful salon people like my good friend Kobe has to do. It's just crazy. I mean, we can be close to each other in Target and Lowe's and liquor stores and everything else. But when it comes to getting our hair done, they have to be tested every couple of weeks, and all of that is just crazy to me. I mean, the people giving me my food don't have to, so I don't understand. But I was telling them how the last 90 days has definitely changed me to the core in a good way. And I'll be talking about that over the next couple of weeks. We'll have a show on that as well on this reset. But it is a time for renewal and reset, and certainly, you know, as the years go by, and do they feel like they're going by quickly for you? Because they certainly do for me. I mean, first of all, I want to thank you all for the birthday wishes. Anne Marie and my friends had a wonderful birthday parade, and I literally bawled for 2 hours just watching them go by, and it was just amazing, and all of the wishes that I had. It's good to see positive things. I think I'm just blocking out all the negative right now. I'm just blocking it out, both on social media, and I just want to think about everything that is beautiful and everything that's good and everything that's pure, and really meditate on God's word. You know, trusting in the Lord, in what he has for us, with all of our heart, leaning not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. We've had a couple canceled weddings in our family, and I've been telling them we need to just trust in the Lord right now, because he's got it, and he will make good of it all. So when we come back, I'll tell you about our guest today, and I'll also tell you about a new season that I am entering. We'll be right back. Listen, I want to tell you about Catalyst. I cannot wait to go back to Catalyst, not just to see all of my friends that I've been seeing on Zoom in my Zoom fitness classes, but also to see my patients at Catalyst too, and just really get back to taking care of our bodies, our temporary ursuit, our temporary mobile home. So, Heavenly Father, I just ask you to just bless today, Lord. Pour your Holy Spirit over all of our listeners, Lord, and give them peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. and help us to keep our eyes on you and know that we are in the world, but not of it, Lord. And that is my hope and prayer for myself, and I pray for all of those listening. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Amy Buemi from Catalyst Fitness. Several weeks ago, we had to temporarily close our doors because of this unprecedented pandemic. Buffalo is our home, and we know that many of you are hurting, whether you're unemployed, taking care of loved ones, or battling an illness. We want you to know that you are in our thoughts and prayers. While we know that it is important for social distancing at this time, please don't forget to stay connected. It's important for your overall health. If you have a relationship with one of our personal trainers or any of our staff members at Catalyst Fitness, I encourage you to please reach out to them. They would love to hear from you. We also have some great in-home workouts posted on our website to help keep you healthy and fit. Just visit our website at catalystfitnessbuffalo.com. We can't wait to see all of you again soon. Very soon, I hope, at one of our 7 locations. Until then, stay healthy, Western New York. We miss you.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic Offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their 3 convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices.
Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
Hi, my name is Lois, and I've lost 100 pounds under Robbie's care. I tried for so long on my own before to lose weight and get healthy. I was working out and eating healthy, or so I thought. I began to consider doing the keto diet when I saw a Facebook post of Robbie's promotion for her nutritional DNA test. So I called Robbie and went in to have the test done. On October 30th of last year, I met with Robbie to review the results, which were extensive. The key details were that I have a gluten intolerance and my body responds best to a balanced diet. Robbie sat with me and explained all the results, set me up on a detox plan, and provided me with meal ideas and recipes. I started November 1st of 2018 and have lost almost 100 pounds since then. I honestly believe that the nutritional DNA test is what made the difference.
Hi, I'm Robbie Raw. You know, over the years, I have met so many of you who are in Canada or in other states of the U.S. who want my expertise as a nutritionist and a nurse for your health, fitness, weight management, and nutrition, but you can't come and see me live. Well, now I have the opportunity to give you all of my expertise, my tools, my motivation, behavior changes, and everything from A to Z on your mobile phone or device daily through a world-class, worldwide virtual mobile program called ProCoach. Go to RobbieRaw.com for more information.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And thank you so much for joining us today. I am live. And last week, I was away moving my daughter. Oh, what an emotional week it was. You know, my daughter just became a DO. And she is a physician now at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. So I just entered a new season of life with my kids not needing me. I had for the last 90 days both my daughters and my daughter's cute little dog Billy Rubin living in our house for the last 90 days, and my daughter from Chicago was home as well, and so we go to New York. First of all, everything is so upside down in New York City. I mean, everything's boarded up and you know what's going on. And it was upsetting to see. It was emotional to see because I love that city. And then, you know, moving my daughter in and going to see the hospital and then leaving and then coming home to a house with no kids and no dog. It was tough, let me tell you. So I just entered this new season of my life. So I took half a day yesterday off and I spent it with my girlfriend, Valerie, who's been my friend for the last, I don't know, 50 years, you know, and we talked a lot about life and the new season and this new reset that we have going on in many of our lives, not just because of what's going on personally in our lives, but also because of, you know, having time to reflect over the last 90 days. So I'm choosing to focus on everything good, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And yeah, it's always a time to do that, but especially coming out of this. So I made some changes. I am actually looking at getting a dog. And I've never been a dog person, but anyway, that's another story. So today's guests, I'm very excited about. First of all, Christina Somerville will be joining us in a little bit. She actually worked for me many, many years ago at Bally Total Fitness as an instructor. She's a physical therapist of 25 years, and she is the only physical therapist in Buffalo certified in neurokinetic therapy. So we're going to be talking about the effects of modern living, one of which right now is sitting all the time, right? We're sitting all the time. Many of us are working from home or have been. I mean, I'm back to, you know, working out of the home now. But here's the thing. There's a lot of problems that have been coming up that my patients have been having from sitting in chairs that they don't normally sit in and doing things that they don't normally do. So she's got some tips for us on how to counteract the effects of modern living right now in this world that we live in. And then later on in the show, Carrie Spring is going to be joining me. And you've heard me talk about Carrie Cardinelli for many, many years. She'll actually be joining us. I don't know if it's next week or the next week on our show. We're going to catch up with her, Carrie Cardinelli, and see what's going on, because she's, you know, taking a break right now. We're taking a break from our show, the Carrie and Robbie Show. And Carrie Spring and I and Carrie Cardinelli, we're going to have a podcast together as well. But right now, Carrie Cardinelli has to take some time off. But you're going to meet Carrie Spring today. And she's the other Carrie in the whole mix here. And Carrie has got an impactful testimony and an impactful story. She actually lost her son to suicide, and we're going to be talking to her today. You'll have a chance to meet her later on in the show. So when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, we're going to be talking to our first guest, Christina Somerville. Listen, I want to tell you about Turning Tides Financial. I talked to Katie again yesterday from Turning Tides Financial. She is my go-to person for everything financial and everything else, not financial, but could possibly affect, you know, us financially. There's so much going on right now with our finances, guys. If you don't have someone helping you through that, you're missing out big time. And they are giving our listeners here at The Raw Truth a free consultation. If you're not taking advantage of that, I don't understand why. And I'm going to pray for you. Okay. So we'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into TurningTidesFinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member, FINRA SIPC.
Hi, this is Robbie, and you know the Fountain Wellness Center is a comprehensive wellness center, a beacon of the resources for our community, is a collection of small businesses who emphasize individualized care and promote growth in all aspects of life. They know that you are the most important part of your health care. Each provider and expert within the Fountain practices with this as a foundational belief and aims to help you on your journey to health. The Fountain is the home of Pure Organic Salon, Massage Therapy and Holy Yoga, Raw Truth Integrative Health, Essential Oil Consultations, Co-Era Physical Therapy, Birthing by Design, Holistic Well Women Care, an infrared sauna, group exercise, nutrition, cooking, and community classes, and so much more. Check out the Fountain Wellness Center in Williamsville, New York on Sheridan Drive.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, this is Robbie. When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. You need Donna Littlefield. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family at Keller Williams Realty, Buffalo North Towns. Contact Donna Littlefield for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com. Contact her today and get your home sold. Hey friends, you hear me talk about PowerShot Greens Superfood. Listen, it's a synergistic green formula of 100% organic concentrated nutrient-dense alkaline superfoods, a valuable source of natural occurring phytonutrients, chlorophyll, live enzymes, and bioavailable vitamins and minerals. PowerShot aims to help boost metabolism, energy, and stamina, assist with mineral replacement, and provide optimal support for the body's system. It's so bioavailable and easily absorbed. I want you to check out PowerShot Greens Superfood. Go to RobbieRaw.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Roberts. I've now lost 89 pounds making healthy food choices with the Detox and Raw Truth Recharge classes. I've been a marathon runner for 14 years. However, I found that I can run and still be fat. Robbie taught me that you can't out-exercise a bad diet. I encourage everyone who wants to make healthy food choices and increase their energy to come to a Raw Truth Recharge class or pick up the Raw Truth Recharge book. For more information, go to RobbieRaw.com, click on the Nutrition/DNA tab at the top of the page.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And so grateful for Solomon behind the scenes here, running the show as we do our thing on the other side of the glass. I'm just grateful for Solomon and WDCX. So wonderful to be here and talk about God and taking care of our temporary pursuit, faith, family, food, fitness, finance, all of that. And every week, it's just such a blessing. So we are talking about taking care of our bodies with our next guest, Christina Somerville. And if you're just joining us, I knew Christine for many, many years. She worked for me at Ballet Total Fitness in Orchard Park many years ago. And she's a physical therapist of 25 years. And she teaches yoga, of course, and also is the only physical therapist in Buffalo certified in neurokinetic therapy. So good morning, Christina. How are you?
Good morning, Robbie. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for joining us. And I might add that you're a member of the Kingdom Business Bureau. So the most important thing about you is you love Jesus. And I love that about you.
Yes, thank you.
So, you know, I mean, I've been thinking about this because I'm doing all these segments on AM Buffalo right now. And I have been for a long time. But, you know, I've been trying to gear those segments to people whose lives have changed. The people who are working at home and being at home more. And now that we're getting out, that's changing. And it's changing the way that we're doing things as well. I see way more people walking. I see a lot of people running and jogging and biking, and a lot of people still sitting in chairs that they're not used to sitting in. So, you know, you and I talked about the fact of counteracting the effects of modern living. And you've been helping people for 25 years as a physical therapist. So tell me about, you know, we're sitting so much more, but we don't have to, right?
Right. Yes, I feel that modern living and the effects it has on our bodies just really has a negative effect on our bodies if we let it. Like, if we just do the status quo, if we sit in a chair and slouch, it affects our breathing, it affects our core, our hips a lot. And if we can counteract that by just thinking outside of the box a little, it can have, you know, a lot of positive effects.
Yeah. So
when we sit in a,
go ahead, Annie.
Yeah. Like when we sit in chairs with our hips in flexion, so that's with your legs out in front of you, and then we go to walk and maybe we can't extend as much because our hips were in front of us all day. So there's just things you could do, such as using a standing desk. And I know this is kind of strange for some people to think of, but sitting on the floor, that puts your hips in more challenging positions, mm-hmm. and then it becomes uncomfortable, so you switch positions a lot, which is the point, just moving and changing the shapes your body makes instead of just simply sitting in the chair, sitting in the car, you know, sitting in that shape all day long.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, absolutely. I mean, my husband bought one of those standing desks or, you know, the contraption for it, and also, I know that I have several different things, like a certain chair that I'm working on that works my core more, that helps me to have better biomechanics. And also, you know, just raising my computer up, my laptop up, and things like that, so I'm not looking down. And, of course, exercise, right, Christina?
Yes, taking lots of movement breaks. Like, even if you're sitting in a pretty decent position, you don't want to stay in that one position, or even if you're standing at a desk. Sometimes, like I just put my laptop on my kitchen counter to turn it into like a little standing workstation, but you don't want to stand still all day or sit with good posture sitting still all day. You want to make sure you put in lots of quick movement breaks, even if it's just a minute, you know, of doing something different to break up that position you're in.
I was thinking about when I had the national director job for Bally Total Fitness. I was working in Chicago, and I went from working in the clubs and walking from club to club in Manhattan. We had, you know, 30 clubs in Manhattan. I was walking from club to club, and I was, you know, moving from club to club all across the U.S. and Canada. And then I went to this job where I was sitting and in the corporate office, and it was the most uncomfortable thing. And I said, you know what? This is not what I signed up for. After a year, I actually stepped down from the national director position and went back to my regional director position because I did not want to sit behind a computer and, first of all, crunch numbers all day. But secondly, I couldn't take the sitting. So, yeah, that's one thing. What about walking more?
Bodies are designed to be moving. Like, we were not born to, you know, be stationary. And so walking is my favorite exercise tip to give people because everyone can do it. It doesn't cost money. All you need to do is get out there and walk. And walking in nature is especially beneficial, you know, say as opposed to if the malls were open and we went for a walk in the mall. That's fine, especially in when it's cold out. But if you can get out in nature, that's a natural antidepressant just to be, you know, around trees and also getting out there. And if you can only tolerate short walks, you know, do several short walks and just gradually build it up. But I just love walking because that is definitely a natural functional movement that we were designed to do. And then another thing to think about is, like, say biking. Say you're big on biking. Well, biking is more sitting and more hip and knee flexion, so it's fine, but also make sure you're getting your walking in because that's, you make the opposite shape of sitting when you're walking. It helps you counteract the effects of sitting. So that's another point I like to make.
Absolutely. Doing one type of exercise is never a good thing. And, you know, whether you walk, run, or bike, or whatever it is, you need to mix it up. What about breathing?
Breathing.
Because I teach this in, obviously, yoga, but I want to hear from you.
Basically, every person I work with, whether they're in one of my classes, I like to teach classes where people learn more about their bodies and how to function and move in healthy movement patterns. So whether it's in a class or my physical therapy patients, I always look at breathing day one, and everyone that has worked with me gets a breathing lesson, and we usually have to do it more than once. Most people, when I ask them to take a deep breath, they breathe into their chest and neck, and their shoulders raise up when they breathe in. And that's actually a reverse breath pattern. When we inhale, we should expand not only in the front of our abdomen, but around the sides of our waist and around our low back. Like, your whole lower rib cage should actually expand on inhale. And I could tell you, I don't know if I've ever asked anyone to breathe that way, and they actually did. So this is a disorganized core, so I can tell right away that that person does not have organized core muscles. I know that sounds funny, but your diaphragm could take over for function of some of those muscles in your abdominals. And so then this contributes to stress, because this is a low-level fight-or-flight response. So it puts you into a state of stress to breathe into your neck and chest all day. It also contributes to tension and pain in your neck, because you're using accessory muscles of breathing. This is not good. That's meant for, like, when you're running from a bear or something. That's why those accessory muscles are there, but not meant to be used all day long. And then also, when you don't use your diaphragm fully and you don't breathe into your core properly, you're robbing yourself of the benefit of intra-abdominal pressure. So when your abdomen fills with air, that is a support system for your lumbar spine, and so you don't get that support, so this can also cause back pain. And then finally, I mean, there's more. I could go on probably for an hour just about breathing, but if you inhale and your abdominal muscles and low back muscles expand on the inhale, then they are more automatically active on the exhale, so your muscle support gets robbed if you breathe into your chest and neck. You're kind of like skipping all this really good stuff that helps support your spine and helps support your whole body. Like, even if you have shoulder pain or knee pain, I would check your core and your breathing, because if you keep fixing the knee but the core never comes back online, you're probably going to keep injuring yourself.
Why that little noise that I just made was me adjusting my microphone, because I just found myself slouching while you're talking right now, and my breathing is shallow. So thank you for all of that. And lastly, about going barefoot. My husband for like 10 years ran barefoot or in barefoot, those barefoot shoes. And I always told him he was nuts. But what about it?
So our feet are meant to function naturally and have room to move. And if your feet are stuffed in normal modern footwear, including sneakers, like most running shoes have a narrow toe box, you know, like kind of like that pointy look to them, not shaped like a real foot.
Yeah.
So that squishes your toes together.
Yeah.
And it could contribute to bunions and hammer toes and overlapping weird looking toes. And not is it just aesthetically not pleasing to look at, but your function, you're like, your toes are meant to be as dexterous as your fingers. Like, we should be able to separate them, to lift them one at a time and move them around. So that definitely doesn't happen if you scrunch them into shoes all day. They just kind of move as one blob kind of, you know what I mean? And, so you want, and then like the high arch support. So if you have a lot of arch support, that's thought of as a good shoe. Well, then your muscles get weak that form the arch in your foot. 25% of your bones and joints are from the ankle down, and we tend to just group them all as like just one unit. Like so much mobility and function we're supposed to have in our feet. So if our shoes are positive heeled, so like if the cushioning under the heel is thicker than under the ball of your foot, which is most shoes, I would say, even men's shoes, I'm not talking just about high heels, then that puts you out of alignment and you have to compensate to not basically fall over.
Right.
And then you're also contributing to calf tightness. There's just so many things about shoes that are wrong. So I like to go barefoot because grounding is healthy, like to stand on the earth, stand on the dirt, stand on grass, you know, the sidewalk even is healthy because it's made out of, you know, it's like still counts as grounding as long as it's not sealed. But anyways,
So
I'm huge on improving function from the ground up by letting your feet be functional. Now you shouldn't go from regular shoes to like running barefoot for 2 miles. That's way too much. You can actually injure yourself. So you want to gradually just get used to going barefoot, maybe try out a pair of barefoot shoes so you can improve the way your body moves from the ground up.
Yeah, you know, I'm just thinking of running on the beach right now. That's what I'm thinking in my bare feet.
Oh, yes. Doesn't that sound good?
I can't wait to get back with my friends, Anne Marie and Val. We got our yearly trips that we take, our business trips. Oh, Christina, we are out of time, but I'm so glad that you joined us today. And obviously, our bodies were meant to move. And being conscious of the things I know you have so much more to talk about, but I appreciate you joining us, you know, for the time that you joined us today. Tell people where they can follow you or get a hold of you.
My Somerville Fitness Facebook page and Instagram page, that's SUMMERVILLE Fitness. And I also have SomervilleFitness.com. And my phone number is 716-472-0652.
Okay. And I mean, I highly recommend, you have so much good, personal training, physical therapy, knowledge and background. And I just love your, you know, because you're posting videos and all that. So I encourage people to go check that out. It's wonderful what you're doing for our community. So listen, thank you so much for joining us. And it's good to hear your voice and see your face on, once in a while. I'd like to see you more often. All right, girlfriend. Well, God bless you and stay well, okay?
All right. Have a good day. Thank you.
Okay, you too. God bless you. Bye-bye. All right, you guys, listen, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Carrie Spring. And you have not heard her on my show yet. She is one of the Carries that I've been planning a podcast with. And she and I have our podcast up. And we're going to be talking about that along with how do we get through the tough times? You know, we are all experiencing attacks from different ends, and there's spiritual warfare, and there's a lot going on in the world, but we need to fix our eyes on Jesus. And there's a story that Carrie is going to be talking about briefly, and that is, she did lose her son to suicide, unfortunately, and she has gone through a lot, but she is now, just helping others and clinging to her faith. And we're going to be talking about a online conference that we have coming up as well, and so much more. So listen, I want to tell you about Notaro Chiropractic. Notaro Chiropractic, it's where I go. I can't wait to see them this week. And, it's where we need to be proactive about our health. These guys, they have new locations now. They're everywhere. So location isn't a matter, isn't a problem for you. I love their philosophy at Notaro Chiropractic. Check it out. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their 3 convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices.
Hi, everyone. This is Amy Buemi from Catalyst Fitness. Several weeks ago, we had to temporarily close our doors because of this unprecedented pandemic. Buffalo is our home, and we know that many of you are hurting, whether you're unemployed, taking care of loved ones, or battling an illness. We want you to know that you are in our thoughts and prayers. While we know that it is important for social distancing at this time, please don't forget to stay connected. It's important for your overall health. If you have a relationship with one of our personal trainers or any of our staff members at Catalyst Fitness, I encourage you to please reach out to them. They would love to hear from you. We also have some great in-home workouts posted on our website to help keep you healthy and fit. Just visit our website at catalystfitnessbuffalo.com. We can't wait to see all of you again soon, very soon, I hope, at one of our 7 locations. Until then, stay healthy, Western New York. We miss you.
Hey, this is Robbie. You know, I love coloring my hair. And if you color your hair but hate all of those chemicals used to do it, I have some great news for you. Pure Organic Salon at the Fountain Wellness Center is who you need to call. Their products are free from aerosol, GMOs, gluten, ammonia, sodium chloride, and sulfate, even plastics, and the list goes on and on. Your hair will maintain its natural protein and moisture balance while achieving amazing color like mine without harsh chemicals for a healthier head of hair from the inside out. Other products include organic skincare products, nail care, and a toxic-free cosmetic line. For more information, call 716-796-7339. Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, God gave us all different DNA, and we can't change that DNA. We can change the way the DNA express themselves through our dietary habits and our lifestyle. And I'm telling you what, we test 92 gene SNPs at The Raw Truth so that you can have a blueprint for your body in terms of fitness and food to find out what your body is going to respond best to. Set up your appointment at RobbieRaw.com.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we are having our Canadian friends now concerned about, they aren't able to come over yet, but I know I have not forgotten about you with the DNA testing, because I know many of you want to get tested, and we are testing. We're still testing, and hopefully we'll be able to come. So I also want to mention that Christina Somerville, that was just on the physical therapist, she is running a Fix Your Feet 30-day challenge in July. And she'll be using anatomy and motion, foot wedges to help our feet function better. So make sure you check that out, her 30-day feet challenge. And if anyone's interested in joining the group, she'll need to know by Thursday, June 11th, because she'll be ordering the foot wedges. So sounds awesome. She orders them from the UK, actually. All right. So listen, I'm so excited about joining forces with Carrie Spring. And as I mentioned earlier, of course, for years and years and years, you've heard me talk about Carrie Carnelli, and she's joining us in a couple weeks on the show. But Carrie Spring and I, Carrie Spring is a friend of Carrie Cardinelli's and I, and we have been working together in other capacities, and now we're so excited about doing this podcast together called Real Raw Truth. And not only is Carrie, on fire for Jesus, but she's got a testimony that is... it's amazing. She is someone who I admire for having the strength to go through what she went through and losing her son to suicide. And I'm so grateful that she's joining us today. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Robbie.
Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm excited to be here and share.
It's about time, girl. Well, I met you last year. I think it was the first time I met you when we were doing the conference with Bridge Logos, and you just impacted me then. I had no idea what your story was and what you had gone through at that time. And over the last few months when I've over the last year when I've gotten to know you more and heard, about the loss of your son and just see your incredible faith and your strength and how you are on fire now to help others. I just could not be more grateful for joining forces in this new podcast that we have. So I'm excited to see what God's going to do.
I am so excited too, and I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I'm excited to see what God has laid out in front of me, because if I a year ago thought that this would be the path that he would have me on, I would have never imagined it, but I am so grateful for it, and I'm grateful to have joined up with you and your incredible testimony and your incredible walk of faith.
You know, I was thinking about, thank you, by the way, I was thinking about this this morning about how God's ways are higher. He knows just what we need, you know, and we just have to trust him in what we cannot see, look beyond earth's shadows, because he's got it, right? And so you were talking about how a year ago you never imagined what God had for you. Let's start, can we start by just getting our listeners to know about your story and about you?
Sure. You know, I'm grateful. I've been married to my husband, Gino, for almost 28 years. And we had two children together, Julianne and Greg. And Julianne is now 26 years old, and Greg would have been 24. And, you know, we had both had great upbringings. We had a very, very calm home, but very busy home, you know, as we were going through. And one of the things that had happened that I'm not even sure you're aware of is I drove for UPS for quite a few years, and I had a hernia surgery that went wrong. And so when it went sideways, it ended up taking me out of that career and resulted in about 15 surgeries and a machine that does not allow me to work at UPS anymore. So there was like a shift in my career, a shift in my identity, a shift in my calling. And at that point in my life, I struggled with it because I loved what I did. I loved the opportunity I had to witness out on the road and the different things that it brought to my life. And I couldn't see being an at-home mom as being something that was for me. But instead, God showed me a whole different path. And I thoroughly enjoyed the time I had at home, but it really didn't set totally at home until the passing of my son, which I'll get to in a second. But I spent that time at first just digging in, trying to find out why this happened and why it changed my career. And God started to take me into ministry about 3 years after this had happened. And I worked with a Christian speaker and author. I still do today. And he just started to show me my strengths in him and in ministry, and that kind of started open that door up a little bit and showed me my strengths and how I could use my degrees, my extra degrees for him.
Wow. We're gonna go to our advertisers in a second. So go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, so that took me into a career with that. And then for about 6 years I was home, and then one day after, you know, Father's Day, we were, you know, looking for our son. And my son, you know, one of the things, I guess I had to back and give this story is.
Carrie, can we, yes. I hold that thought, and I want to get into this. I don't want to interrupt you in the middle of that story, but we're going to go to our advertisers. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Carrie Spring. And Carrie is someone who I love and admire. She's a friend of Carrie Carnelli's and I, and we have a podcast now together called Real Raw Truth. And Carrie is on fire for Jesus and on fire for a ministry right now. After God has completely, you know, used her in the passing and in suicide of her son. So stay with us, and we'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
Put a healthy meal on the table without a trip to the grocery store at Balanced Body Foods. If you're too busy to cook or don't know where to start, simplify your life with Balanced Body. Balanced Body Foods is a fresh food meal prep service with a constantly changing menu for the ultimate in delicious, flavorful, nutritionally balanced meals. Order your next meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at balancedbodyfoods.com or stop into their Hurdle Avenue or Transit Road in Williamsville locations. You can even save 10% with promo code WNY10. That's right, save 10% off your order. All you have to do is use promo code WNY10 when you visit balancedbodyfoods.com. Start today. Fuel your body with flavorful food that complements your lifestyle and goals. Discover your balance today at Balanced Body Foods. In the choice between taste and nutrition, choose both at Balanced Body Foods.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you seven truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certifications. With 30 plus years experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com today.
Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, at Raw Truth Integrative Health, we see patients daily with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, inflammation, pain, gut issues, and we'd love to help you on your journey to health. Anne Marie and I see people on a private or semi-private consultations. We also offer group classes for weight management and health issues as well. So whatever your goal is, come and see us at Raw Truth Integrative Health. Go to RobbieRaw.com or RawTruthHealth.com for more information and email Robbie at RobbieRaw.com.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this beautiful day. Thank you that you woke us up this morning for a divine purpose. Lord Jesus, we worship you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, you guys, for joining us. And I am so grateful to have teamed up with Carrie Spring in a podcast that's been in the works for a while here, and Carrie Cardinelli's on hold, our show's on hold and all of that. But we're moving forward with the podcast with Carrie Spring and I, and it is called Real Raw Truth. And Carrie has been talking about her testimony in the loss of her son to suicide. She was just about ready to tell us about that. And I want to make sure I didn't interrupt her during that time. So, Carrie, thank you so much for hanging with us here. So, just to recap, you had, God had just changed things in your life, and you couldn't work, and you loved your work, and you were a stay-home mom, and you kind of were, out of your element because you weren't a stay-home mom, you were a working mom. But God does things for a reason. He is sovereign. He's in control, and He had a plan for your life, and He actually he's got it right. So you couldn't see it then, but what happened? You became a stay-home mom.
And one of the things that I got from not working at UPS is I could attend every single sporting event, everything, school event, help them with his homework, all the things that I wouldn't have been able to do working a long schedule. Mm. And that was a blessing. And one of the things that Greg did have is he had Tourette's. He had a mild version of it, but he had it, and it caused, trouble in learning. So it gave me the opportunity to be there for both my children at a greater level. That is such a blessing that I couldn't see at the time. And so leading up to what had happened, obviously with Tourette's, there's a lot of bullying. It's a tic-oriented disorder. But we thought we had it under control. We had talked a lot about it. We had, sought help. He seemed comfortable, and he seemed to let things just rub off his shoulder. But we didn't see this coming at all. And on June 17th, 2013, he took his own life. Mm-hmm. And what unraveled from that, of course, the initial shock, the initial horror, the just unbelief that not only had he never talked about it, but we just had no clue that some of the things in his life had gotten so bad that he would go to this measure. Mm-hmm. So that had happened, and we had found him, which some people say it would be worse, but my husband and I thought that it was a blessing because we could have our moment to say goodbye to him. And to have that peace and peace in our heart, to be that just to have that moment now, now to always go back on. And, part of the thing that happened after, and this kind of, and I'll wrap it up quick because we're trying to summarize, but day or two, I think it was less than 40 hours after his death, we were looking at the messages on the funeral home board, and a message came in that says, ha, 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 he's dead. I hope he's in hell.
Oh, my gosh.
And when we read that, we then started to realize just how bad it was for him on a daily basis, that we would have never known if we didn't see that message. And we think that God did that for a reason, because it was up for literally 3 minutes before the funeral home director saw it and took it down.
Wow.
Yet we were on in those 3 minutes to see it.
Oh, my gosh.
And be able to respond to it in an appropriate way. And so we're hurting. Then we see that. And then we're trying to plan a funeral. We're trying to, console his classmates. He was 17, so there's, the whole element. It was during Regents finals, right before graduation. It was just a week that was just tough. And one of the things that God really spoke to me is Colossians 3:13, and it's we forgive by faith out of obedience. And so one of the things that my husband and I came together on is there's three things that we had to do before we buried Greg. And part of it is the truth will set you free. So at the service, we knew we had to tell him that it was suicide, and we needed to take the opportunity to witness to all the people that were there because it was standing room only. So it was an opportunity. And number two, we needed to forgive the individuals that wrote the message board.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we knew who it was or not, we needed to forgive in our hearts and show the forgiveness on the outside so others would see it. But the hardest thing we had to do is we had to forgive our son for making a poor choice, for making a choice that he knew all these years we taught him. It was temporary. Don't make a permanent solution for a temporary problem. We had always spoke that to him. Go to God. God will help you. God will get over it. What these kids are saying is not true. God made you for something good. You're very talented. You can do this. You can do that. But we had to forgive our son for not thinking in that moment. Wow. So that led us down the path of being able to start the grieving process. Mm-hmm. Because without that, we knew in our hearts, we knew in our minds, we could not begin to grieve and grieve in a healthy manner that God would approve of.
Carrie, I'm like choking up just listening to you. And I'm so sorry that you went through that, of course, and you lost your son. And I know the anniversary is coming up here, and that's, you know, I'm sure it's tough, but I am grateful to God that you know him and want him to be known, and that you are on this journey now to not only to help others, but, you know, that you and I have joined forces and that God is just, you know, moving the pieces of the puzzle together here in such an incredible way. And, you know, we need to talk more about this in future shows, both on the podcast and here, about, you know, getting through these tough times and what you've learned from this. And we can't do it today, unfortunately, because we're out of time. But I do want to say that I can't even imagine what you went through. And I love you. And I'm still praying for you as these days go on. But I see how you are on a mission. And one of those things that we're doing, as I said, is the podcast, but also we have a online conference coming up. Can you tell us about that? Because we only have about a minute left.
Yes. The Exceptional Keynote Speakers Bureau is putting on a refocused live event. It is free, absolutely free. We'll have it for 4 days, noon Eastern Standard Time. We will have 3 or 4 speakers every day speaking for about 10 or 15 minutes, just giving you some ideas, some thoughts, some ways to refocus during this crazy time that we have, bringing your focus back to Christ, and just how to overcome the difficulties that we have, because there are difficult circumstances in everyone's life. We will have them no matter what our faith is, no matter where we are, they're going to happen. So it is just an opportunity for the Bureau to give back. And so if you want to join the group, it's a private Facebook group, Refocus Live. You can go to that group, you can ask to join, and then there'll be a link to fill out a registration form where you put your name and email and a couple quick questions, and you are in. And if you cannot join in the live time, they will be recorded and inside the section that you can view at your convenience if you can't for the work. And one thing I just want to say real quick to people is I know there's people hurting in this room that are hearing this, and I'm here to tell you that God will walk beside you no matter what you're going through. So never give up on God. And that is what carried us through. So I want to make sure people hear that today, that if they're hurting, know that God is with you.
You know, I was just going to say the same thing. And so it is definitely the Holy Spirit working here. Carrie, thank you so much for joining us. You'll be on this show more. We'll be doing the podcast more. I'm just so grateful that I have met you, and I know it wasn't a coincidence. And I'm praying for you this week and this month, and I love you, and thank you so much. And so I'll be reposting the EKS Refocus information. It's free, people. We hope you join us. Carrie, thank you so much for joining us.
Have a great day, everyone.
Okay, love you, girl. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. I wish we had more time, but we will have her back. Listen, you guys, I want you to have a beautiful week. Please keep your eyes on Jesus. Try to block out everything else. He will direct our paths. We'll see you right back here next week.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.